You're listening to ESL Podcast's English Cafe, number 19. This is English as a Second Language Podcast's English Cafe. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff McQuillan. Coming to you from the Center for Educational Development in beautiful Los Angeles, California. On today's cafe, we're going to talk about the Oscars. We will be talking about cars in the United States and the meaning of the word pimp. And as always, we'll answer some questions. Let's get started. I'm feeling a little sick today. My throat has been hurting me. I hope I'm not coming down with a cold. That's the expression we use, to come down with a cold. And I hope I'm not coming down with a cold. So if my voice sounds a little funny today, funnier than it normally sounds, that is why. If you haven't taken our survey yet, be sure to go to our website at eslpod.com. You take a 2-minute survey and you can get a free bonus podcast on tips to improving your English. Some people have emailed and asked how they can listen to that podcast in iTunes, and the answer is that you can simply drag or take the file and put it on to iTunes, and iTunes will import it, will take it in, so you can listen to it. And I believe you can do that on both a Windows and a Mac computer. I've also gotten some questions from teachers who use our podcast asking permission to use the podcast in their classrooms. And we here at ESL Pod want to keep this free and open to everyone. And so if you are a teacher, you do not need to email me to ask permission to use the podcast. You can use all of the podcasts and our scripts in your classrooms. So, and we appreciate you you using our podcasts. We hope they are useful. I want to start talking today about the Oscars, which were the awards given to the best movies and the best actors and the best people involved in making movies. These are sometimes called the Academy Awards. The Academy, A-C-A-D-E-M-Y, Awards. And that's because they are given out, and that's what we do with an award, we give it out. They are given out by the Academy of Motion Science and Pictures. Motion Sciences and Pictures, something like that. And Oscar is the name of the actual award that they give to the winners. And on Sunday, the 5th of March, here in Los Angeles, they had the Oscar Award show at the theater up in Hollywood. And it's very interesting because there's lots of security, lots of police around the building where the Oscars are held. In fact, they close several streets in the area a day or two before the awards to prepare. And when there's after the award show, there are many parties that the movie stars and celebrities go to. And again, there's a lot of security. So if you were driving around Los Angeles on Sunday, many streets would be closed in those areas because of the award show. Well, the winner of the best movie was a movie called Crash, C-R-A-S-H. And to crash means to hit something, usually your car hitting another car. I had a car crash, meaning my car hit another car or maybe a tree or something else. And it's a movie, Crash is a movie about the city of Los Angeles and about race relations here, how Asian Americans and African Americans and Caucasians or European Americans and Latinos, how all of those groups get along or don't get along. I haven't seen the movie yet, but I definitely plan on it, and I'll let you know what I think of it. One of the songs, or the song, I should say, to that won an Oscar last night, or Sunday night, was It's Hard Out Here for a Pimp. That was the title of the song. And it was the first rap or hip-hop song to be nominated for an Oscars. And to be nominated means that you are one of the finalists that might win. Well, this song actually did win last night. The song title, It's Hard Out Here, means that it's difficult to be, in this case, a pimp. Well, what is a pimp? There's actually a noun and a verb, a couple of verbs that are related to this word, P-I-M-P. As a noun, a pimp is a man, usually, who has women who work for him as prostitutes, as women who sell themselves for sexual purposes. A pimp is a man that sort of organizes and takes part of the money from the women that he organizes. So he's sort of like their boss. And of course, that's not something you want your son to grow up and be. Most parents, I think. But the figure of the pimp in the United States, usually it is someone who dresses with a lot of fancy clothing, a big hat, drives a very big car that has lots of things added to it. You may have some very expensive things on the outside of the car. The verb to pimp means a couple of things. One, it means literally to sell services, sexual services, or to be in charge of someone who is providing those services as a prostitute. To pimp also has other meanings, however, that are related. There is also an expression to pimp your car. And to pimp your car means that you make your car look better, look nicer, by putting on these different things, that expensive things on the outside of your car. And that is actually a television show that some of you may know about called Pimp My Ride. I think we talked about that show before. Pimp My Ride. My ride is my car, R-I-D-E. That's usually just another slang term for a car. And so that's also a meaning of to pimp. Finally, there's a third meaning of to pimp, which is to sell out, to do something for someone else that you don't believe in or don't want to, but you want the money, so you do it anyway, even though it goes against, or you don't agree with it. It goes against your ideas. You can pimp yourself out to someone or some company by doing things that you don't believe in. Well, all of these words are informal English and probably not ones that you want to use in any regular conversation. But I want to talk a little bit about the show Pimp My Ride, because David from Germany asks an interesting question. He asks why there are so many cars in the United States on the television show that seem to be in very poor condition, that are seem to be broken, that don't work very well. And he wants to know whether the government regulates or the government checks on cars to make sure that they are safe and they are running correctly. Well, this is a good question. The answer is not really. The government, the police, for example, if they see that you don't have one of your headlights, your lights in the front of your car, if one of those isn't working, they can stop you and give you a fine, a ticket. But there isn't any government organization or police organization that checks cars on a regular basis. The only thing that we have in the United States, and this is just in some states and some cities, California is one of these states, we have something called a smog inspection. A smog, S-M-O-G, inspection. And smog is pollution. And every couple of years, if you have an older car, you have to get it smog checked. You have to go into usually it's a mechanic, a garage, someone who fixes cars, or a gas station, and they check the emissions. In the emissions, E-M-I-S-S-I-O-N-S, are what come out of your car engine. In the back, usually, there's the part of the car where the smoke and the pollution comes out of is called the tailpipe, T-A-I-L-P-I-P-E, the tailpipe. And so they check that to make sure there isn't too much pollution. But that's really the only government check about cars in the United States. So it's quite true that if you come and visit, you may see some what look like very old cars that are in poor condition. And the government does not have a program that checks those. Maybe it should, but right now there really isn't anything like that. So thank you, David, for that question. Speaking of questions, I had a question from Anthony in Hong Kong. Anthony wants to know what the expression down to the wire, W-I-R-E, means. If something goes down to the wire, what does that mean? Well, usually we use this expression for something that has a deadline, that there's a time that it has to be finished. And to go down to the wire means that it takes you, in order to finish this, whatever it is, it takes you up right until the time before you have to finish. This expression is often used when there are negotiations, when two people are trying to come to an agreement and there is a time limit for their discussions. Another question comes from Damien in France, and Damien wants to know what I mean when I say and so forth. He heard that on the cafe or on the ESL podcast. What does and so forth mean? Well, it means the same as and so on or et cetera. And so forth means talking about a particular topic. For example, if we are talking about the months of the year, and I could say, well, the months of the year are January, February, March, and so forth. So you understand what the other items are, other things are in that list. So thank you, Damien, for that question. Clotilde from France has a question also about something I said on one of the other podcasts, on podcast number 140, Buying on the Internet. There's a sentence in the story that says, I clicked the purchase button and I was done. And Clotilde wants to know why we don't say, and it was done. Well, in the sentence, I clicked the purchase button and I was done, it's possible that you could say it was done. It would be the sale or the process of buying it. But what I'm saying here is I am done with buying. I am finished with buying. So that's probably a little more common that we use I here. You could say it, meaning the purchase, but it not very, wouldn't be as common to use that. So thank you, Clotilde, for that question. That's all we have time for on today's cafe. I'm going to go drink some tea and let my throat try to get better. So we will, however, be back tomorrow, as always. From Los Angeles, I'm Jeff McQuillan. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on the English Cafe. ESL Podcast English Cafe is written and produced by Dr. Jeff McQuillan. This podcast is copyright 2006 by the Center for Educational Development.